Chapter 20. I was young and in love, and the manager of Mulpole's traveling circus. But perhaps I should start at the beginning. I grew up on Generis, where my parents owned and operated a wilderness ranch on a whitewater stretch of the Artavis River. The ranch was a four-day walk from the closest population center, but most guests opted to pay extra to be delivered by airspeeder, which could make the trip in a little under a standard hour. My parents eventually purchased an airspeeder of their own and taught me to pilot it. By the time I was 12, it was my job to ferry the guests in and out of the ranch and to oversee all routine maintenance and upkeep of the speeder. When I wasn't flying, I did whatever needed doing at the ranch, where life was pleasant, if somewhat boring, for a young man who had his sights set on seeing the stars. The place attracted wealthy travelers who wanted to experience the wilderness in comfort. For my siblings and me, that meant catering to their needs all hours of the day and night. As more and more guests began to arrive with their children in tow, it became my responsibility to entertain them while their parents were out fishing, hunting, hiking, or running the rapids. This might sound like the worst of all possible tasks, but in fact, I love to laugh, and I was born with a gift for making others laugh, frequently at my own expense. I never minded playing the fool, and my popularity with the kids brought me to the attention of the adults, who rarely said goodbye without inviting me to visit them on their homeworlds, which were like imaginary places for me. From them, I heard wonderful stories about mid and outer rim worlds, which only reinforced my desire to escape Generis as soon as I could. Generis was far removed from the effects of Imperial rule, but guests at the ranch kept my family well informed of galactic developments. I knew that the quickest route to earning a starship's pilot license was through one of the Imperial academies, but I didn't want to spend years of compulsory service in the Navy and had no interest in learning to fly TIE fighters. So I took a civilian approach, apprenticing with several shipping companies and commercial enterprises before striking out on my own as a freelance pilot. Ultimately, I was hired by the Mulpole Circus to pilot one of their light freighters. By then, Mulpole had been in existence for about 100 standard years. It wasn't a big operation, but it was a profitable and popular one, especially on the remote worlds on which the arrival of the circus became an annual reason for celebration. On civilized worlds, we would lampoon everyone. Holonet celebrities, sports figures, politicians, even Palpatine. Until we received a warning from the Imperial Palace to remove him from our repertoire or face the consequences. On remote worlds, we would research local myths and legends beforehand and tailor our acts accordingly. And by remote, I mean planets where the indigenes were still burning fossil fuels for energy, suffering through spells of unpredictable weather and dying of diseases that had been eradicated on the core worlds millennia earlier. Planets on which the mere act of defying gravity was still thought of as magical. To most of the populations, the fact that we arrived from the far side of the galaxy meant next to nothing. We could just as easily have arrived from the far side of their home planet. The important thing was that we brought with us everything one could wish for in a circus. Exotic animals, live music, and a host of skilled performers. From sideshow oddities to ring acrobats to master illusionists on the order of the great Chaveri. Mulpole liked to think of itself as the antithesis of Circus Horrificus, with its ferocious arquettes, act dogs, and gladiatorial contests. As an alternative to inciting the kind of chaos Horrificus once did on Narshada, Mulpole delivered wonder and pure entertainment. Although, like Horrificus, we had the Rancor, an albino mutant named Snowmass, and the usual assortment of carnivorous felines, herd animals, cameloids, and simians. Our beastmasters and handlers had scoured the galaxy to find the most interesting creatures, Dianoga, Nexu, Minak, and Lava Flea. But for the younglings of the audience, we also had Tauriel, Hawkbats, Energy Spiders, and Kintiks. Mulpole's owner at the time, an Ortolan named Dax Dugan, dreamed of adding a Sarlacc to the menagerie, but could never come up with an efficient way to transport it. To move the animals, we relied on an old Haor Chal C-9979 landing ship, reconfigured to be piloted by a flesh-and-blood crew, since Mulpole owned few droids, and retrofitted with a bulky Class 6 hyperdrive.